I don't know. There's not a lot he can't do. You know, he can run the short routes. He's agile enough to, you know, run some pivot routes, stuff like that. But, I mean, he can pretty much do it all. I mean, he goes up and gets it. He can run. He's pretty strong at the point of attack and on, like, press coverages and stuff like that. So, you know, everybody knows, you know, what he can do week in and week out, and he's done that for years now. So, definitely going to be a challenge for everybody.
You see similarities? I mean, they played Dez here every year, another big receiver who can do a lot of different things. Do you see any similarities between those two guys?
You know, I haven't seen, obviously, Dez as much as I have AJ, but I never like to get into comparisons, especially with somebody like AJ's. I don't know, I couldn't even tell you who I would compare to him in the past, you know, decade. It'd be like trying to compare somebody to Calvin Johnson. Just can't do it.
There would be stories about great receivers in the past like Randy Moss where guys would say things in practice just like make your jaw drop. Are there things that you've seen AJ do in practice that are even more incredible than what you've seen in games?
I wouldn't say more incredible, but what you see on games, you know, the one-hand catches, you know, just going over top of a lot of people, he does that in practice, training camp. So, you know, when I was there and in practices and, you know, during the game, it wasn't really, you know, you're still in awe because it was an amazing play, but, you know, it's pretty standard for him.
When teams have had some success in controlling him, if at all, what have they usually done?
Well, you got to switch it up with him. I mean, you can't just leave him alone. You know, with all the great receivers, I think that's part of the recipe for success. You can't just, you know, keep rolling up to him because they'll figure that out. Can't just play cover two, cover one. It's kind of got to have a variety, and obviously you got to you know, at the end of the day, it really starts with the quarterback. You know, you want to keep him on his toes, keep him guessing, you know, keep him hesitant to affect some of those throws that are going to AJ.
I know you just said you don't like comparisons, so I'm going to ask one. How about him compared to Odell going against Odell in practice?
I think they're, I mean, they're obviously different type athletes. AJ's a little taller. You know, you would, you know, everybody likes to categorize the taller or a little smaller wide receivers. But, I mean, obviously they're both have been productive since, you know, they got to the league. Both have great hands. Both can run really well. Beckham probably does a little bit better with, you know, some of the shorter routes. Gives you a little more quickness. That's about it.
At times, Dalton has had some inconsistencies, but when he's got it going well, what does he do well?
Once he gets his timing going, it's impressive to watch. I mean, especially the past few years, he's had a lot of options, a wide receiver. He got a couple threats out of the backfield. You know, obviously, tight end. And, you know, once he gets it going and spreads the ball out, it's pretty impressive. The numbers he's had year after year for the past few years have been, you know, a compliment to the work that he's put in and obviously the, you know, the compliment to the people that he's had around him.